our thoughts today are with the staff and community in the Northwest around the Northwest Regional Hospital. So they're doing it tough at present, and they really are our local heroes in this situation. So our interest is in facts, not in unsubstantiated Facebook rumours. So we were disappointed today to hear the news that came forward in relation to some allegations and unsubstantiated information. What we need to see is the facts, and the facts will come out through the appropriate usual hospital and public health outbreak investigation that occurs. And it's not really particularly helpful to be commenting on speculations before that information is available.
Would you describe those allegations, the comments today, as reckless?
I'd describe it as being very unhelpful, and to some extent it's irresponsible for anyone to make comments about unsubstantiated rumours. The staff and community in the Northwest are doing it really tough, and they've been putting in a heroic effort over the last couple of weeks as this has unfolded. So the last thing they need to hear is rumours which are unsubstantiated repeated in the local and national press. So we'd hope to see there's a very swift clarification and correction of the information that came out this morning.
The CMO has come out saying that he was responding to something and it isn't exactly fact. Is it too late for that?
We're not interested in issues that aren't factual. There's a process for investigation, there's a process from learning and understanding, and anything that promotes rumours which are damaging and destructive to morale because they're not based on factual information just can't be tolerated. It's unhelpful, and if there have been things said which are unhelpful and not factually based, then I'd like to see a full retraction of the statements, and certainly a strong indication of the support that should rightly be going to the community and those staff, clinical staff, non-clinical staff in the Northwest who are doing it tough and who have been fighting for their community, for each other and for their patients over recent weeks. So that's what we should be thinking of and keeping forth first and foremost.
How would you respond if it came out that this was that it was actually factual and that a dinner party had started this deadly outbreak?
Well, I just don't think it's helpful to speculate. The facts and the investigation will lead to the truth. There is nothing that we have heard to date that lends credence to the speculative rumours that we're hearing coming out of some of this Facebook commentary. So until there are facts, let's not go with rumours. Let's just recognise that we've got a bunch of heroes up there in the Northwest and a community who are doing it tough, and they rightly deserve our support.
How important is support for health workers in a small community such as the Northwest?
Supporting our health workers is like supporting our firefighters during fire season, during this fire season of the COVID crisis. We need to absolutely support them because they're going out and doing amazing things under great difficulty at a personal level and at a professional level, and they're stepping up to the plate. So let's get right behind them, and particularly in a small community such as in the Northwest, where they are doing it very tough at the moment, we need to just bear in mind that this is not just the hospital or healthcare workers who are doing it tough, it's the whole community, and we need to get behind them.
Are other parts of Tasmania at risk of an outbreak like we're seeing in the Northwest?
The outbreak we've seen in the Northwest is something that could afflict any community anywhere in the world. Healthcare setting outbreaks have occurred previously, and they're something which always have to be guarded against, and our role as professionals is to learn from outbreaks when they do occur and to put the necessary safeguards in place to minimise the likelihood that similar events will occur in the future.
Why do you think other regions aren't seeing as many positive cases as we are there?
There's been an outbreak in the Northwest. It's still undergoing investigation. That's appropriate. We'll await for the facts of that investigation. In the meantime, we just have to support the local community and the healthcare workers. Other parts of Tasmania have, like the Northwest, been implementing processes and procedures to minimise the likelihood that there will be outbreaks or community spread of coronavirus. But all of us have to remain eternally vigilant on this, and this is going to be an ongoing situation, and it's certainly no time to be thinking any part of Australia is going to duck this particular risk. The risk is there, it will be there, it'll be there until there is a vaccine or other effective treatment, and that could be anything up to or beyond 18 months from now.
So if everything goes to plan in the northwest, everyone stays in quarantine, there's no more spread of cases, and there's no new cases arising in the south or anywhere else, can we expect that it will be stamped out here anytime soon? Or?
I truly do believe that Tasmania can absolutely stamp out the COVID-19 spread. I believe it can do it in a relatively short period of time. That period of time will be measured in weeks, but we have to all get behind the effort of following the instructions, staying at home, following the hygiene requirements, not travelling outside your home, town or region unless you've got an absolutely essential necessity to do so. If we do this, we can break the chains of transmission. We can get to a situation, perhaps in 3 or 4 weeks from now, where we can get some of those freedoms and liberties that we've previously had as Tasmanians returned again, so that we can move into that bright new normal that we talk about. But to do that, we have to do it tough now, have to get behind the effort. It's a total effort for all of the community, not just the Northwest, and we have to crush the epidemic.
Just on testing numbers, do you think enough testing is being done across the state and then in the Northwest?
The more testing we can do, the better. Testing is limited by the availability of reagents, the chemicals needed for doing the testing. So as much testing as can be done, should be done, but it needs to be targeted because there is always going to be a supply chain limitation globally as well as nationally for the chemicals needed to undertake that testing. That's something that's improving and it will continue to improve, and the more testing we can do, the better. But when we have a limited test resource, we need to target that testing where it's going to be best able to identify COVID disease.
Where are we getting those chemicals from, and have we got enough to sustain us for the next, say, month or so?
The supply chain for the chemicals used in COVID testing are an international supply chain. So it's a complex test, and the materials which are used to undertake the test are continuously sourced and provided from overseas, and efforts are clearly being made both nationally as well as globally to increase the productivity of those supply chains so that more testing can be done.
Do you think if more testing had been done in the Northwest, it may have helped to curb this outbreak?
I don't think any more testing can be done than is physically possible to be done with the amount of test supplies that are available, and that's not an issue which is due to any failing on the part of our local government or the federal government. It's a physical limitation of global supply chains for getting the reagents. So the more testing one can do, the more the likelihood that you can stamp out the coronavirus infection if it is present within a healthcare institution or in a community. So colleagues internationally say, test, 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 that's really important, and then contact trace individuals who may be at risk of having acquired the infection, and to undertake very diligent isolation of individuals whilst they're infectious. So that's either in hospital or in a clinically supervised medico-hotel environment, so that we really don't leave it up to chance as to whether the infection can pass from person to person or can pass from person to surface and then inadvertently to another person. So that's why isolation, particularly clinically supervised isolation, being offered to everyone in Tasmania is so important.
Do you think the government's reacted strongly enough?
I think the government's got a good bundle of measures in place, but there is more that can be done. We need to get in front of the epidemic spread, which means we don't wait until a week or two from when an event has occurred to then implement a preventative measure. We need to be into implementing the measures now. So I would commend the government on its actions as they stand at present with regard to the stay at home unless there is an essential reason to travel, but also encourage the government to go hard, particularly on ensuring there isn't further spread of the outbreak to other regions of Tasmania by all Tasmanians, not just those in the northwest, really adhering over the next couple of weeks to strictly limiting their movements to their home, to their town, and certainly really not travelling between regions unless they have a clear essential purpose for doing so.
So would you support roadblocks essentially between regions?
I would certainly support a clear checking of anyone who's travelling between regions anywhere in Tasmania to determine what the essential nature of their travel is. Because no one should be travelling between regions or travelling anywhere for that matter unless they have a permissible and essential purpose. And I know people find that really tough to do, but the vast majority of people are doing it. But we need to get everyone doing it for it to be effective in really quickly stamping out this infection, crushing that epidemic curve and allowing us to get back to living a more normal life sooner rather than later.
From the point of view of medical professionals, has the supply of protective equipment been adequate in Tasmania?
The PPE supply improves as the supply chains and production improves. The processes and protocols and training that staff have improve as we learn more both nationally and internationally about the infectious nature of the coronavirus. But it could also be better, and that is something which is the focus of a great deal of attention both nationally and internationally. How do we increase production of PPE, and how do we distribute that PPE exactly where it's necessary, and at the same time not use scarce PPE unnecessarily or unwisely? So that's why it's really important to not only have enough PPE but to use it according to appropriate protocols and procedures, to have staff trained in those protocols and procedures, and to not waste it unnecessarily.
What's the specific role of the AMA in responding to the coronavirus crisis?
So the AMA will always support our professional colleagues who fight the coronavirus. The AMA will always support its community that our doctors seek to support through the care they provide. And the AMA will also always seek to support and help government and any other organisation that is trying to do the best it can to come up with the solutions to the outbreak. But we won't shy away from naming up areas that could be improved, and we do that both behind the scenes, and if needs be, we'll do that publicly as well.